KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, it's partly cloudy in Atlantic and 39 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. Just a slight chance for sprinkles this morning. We'll look for a high around 51. It'll continue to be windy with winds northwest at 20 to 40 miles per hour, slowly diminishing as the afternoon proceeds. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Creston say a man residing in the 600 block of North Birch Street reported Monday afternoon that sometime between 11 p.m. Sunday and 2:45 a.m. on Monday, someone stole his 2005 Honda Shadow 750cc motorcycle that was parked on the north side of his residence, as well as numerous keys from a vehicle also parked at the residence. The loss was estimated at $4,525. A public hearing will be held tomorrow evening in Atlantic with regard to the 2021-22 Atlantic Public School District's certified budget. The meeting will be held in the High School Media Center and via YouTube. Beginning at 5 p.m., there is a link to this YouTube site in the same story on our news page. According to Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber, the tax levy is $13.95 per $1,000 evaluation, which is lower than the previous year of $14.22 per thousand, with the property valuations increasing 2.5%. The board will act on a resolution levying a tax for fiscal year 21-22 for the future optional redemption of general obligation school bond series 2019. Barber says because they didn't dip into the cash reserves needed a few years ago and used some of the dollars to help pay on the bond, the district was given some flexibility in how much they pay for the bond. The district, he said, has also paid ahead on the 10-year obligation bond. The various scenarios the board looked at could potentially save the district some $120,000 to $250,000. The board will act on approving the certified budget and setting a paraprofessional day as April 7th during their meeting Wednesday evening as well. The Exira Community Club held their 5th annual 4th of July kickoff event this past weekend, during which it was announced Don and Mary Grieving will serve as the Grand Marshals for the 156th celebration that's entitled Stronger Together. The ECC said the Grievings raised 3 kids and worked in Exira. Don worked for the city and recently retired after a 39-year career. He also serves on the Exira Volunteer Fire Department. Mary started a fall festival with another woman in town many years ago. Both have been involved in numerous volunteer activities and events and are active in their church and Meals on Wheels. Elsewhere in state news, rescue crews on Monday found the body of a missing Iowa State University student involved in a Sunday boating accident at Little Wall Lake. According to a report, Hamilton County Sheriff Douglas Timmons said crews were able to recover the body quickly Monday morning thanks to some advanced technology. He said the Ventura, Iowa Fire Rescue Team used advanced sonar technology Sunday night to create a 3D scan of the lake. They were able to identify a likely location of the body. Rescue crews resumed the search at 7 a.m. Monday and were then able to recover the body about 2.5 hours later before weather conditions deteriorated due to strong winds. 5 students in all were involved in the accident. 1 was found dead Sunday, and 1 remained missing until Monday morning. Crews resumed the search for that student on Monday before discovering the body, obviously. Timmons said the names of the individuals will not be released until family members have been notified. Iowa State University spokesperson Angie Hunt confirmed members of the Iowa State Crew Club were practicing on the lake when the boat capsized. 3 of the 5 students were rescued. The Iowa Department of Public Health coronavirus dashboard on Monday had reported 110 additional positive test results for COVID returned from the labs for a total of 378,110 and 7 additional deaths for a pandemic total of 5,725. There was 1 additional death reported in Cass County where the total now stands at 53 and in Union County where the total is at 32. Long-term care facility deaths account for 2,233 of the total number of deaths across the state. There remain 2 COVID-19 outbreaks in long-term care facilities in Iowa with 12 positive cases among residents and staff. Health officials say 196 Iowans are hospitalized with COVID. 44 people are in an ICU. 38 people were admitted to a hospital across the state as of Monday, and 9 patients were on a ventilator. RMCC Region 4 hospitals, those in western and southwest Iowa, indicated there were 11 hospitalized with COVID, 10 patients in an ICU. No one had been admitted over the previous 24 hours, and there remained 1 person on a ventilator. The 14-day and 7-day positivity rates were up slightly Monday to 4.5% and 4.9%, respectively. Well, House Speaker Pat Grassley says resolving the impasse over Iowa's so-called bottle bill has historically involved finger-pointing among interest groups involved, but lawmakers in the House may be nearing an agreement.
If anything's going to happen with the bottle bill, the legislature has to make a decision what's best for our constituents, what's best for the long-term viability of the program, and just go forward. And the folks at the industry may not love that solution, But at some point, we're going to just have to do it.
Grassley says a potential deal in the works would increase the amount of money for redemption centers. In addition to the requirement that grocery stores and other retailers that sell beverages accept the empties and pay back the nickel deposit would be waived.
Of course, if you choose to make that business decision, it's going to probably cost you some money to pay someone else to take those cans, because in the state, one of the pieces that we struggle with is it's not enforced that everyone that sells the product has to take them back. So I think requiring everyone to take them back, and if you don't want to take them back, you would either have to contract with someone or pay an additional fee to get them out of your store.
Grassley, who is entering his 15th year in the Iowa House, is the grandson of U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, and the younger Grassley said the elder Grassley opposes repealing the bottle bill. Finally, in the news, that giant container ship was finally freed in the Suez Canal Monday and clogging a vital trade artery, which might mean a slight drop in gasoline prices in Iowa. Over the past few weeks, gas prices have been creeping upward in many communities, but not just because of the grounded ship. Nick Yarmus, with a spokesman for AAA Iowa, said the reasons for the recent rise in prices are pretty much straightforward.
The simplest way to explain it is actually that we're beginning to get back to normal in a lot of ways.
That normal in both demand for gasoline and in our travel habits. A year ago, droves of Iowans were driving very little as COVID-19 closed down many offices and stores.
The prices we're seeing now are pretty much right in line with what we've seen in the last 2-3 years. Before last year.
It's a simple indication of supply and demand. As more people are now driving, the gas prices will rise. The prices may seem high, but Yarmus said they're really not that inflated compared to where prices were before coronavirus arrived.
You can't forget that a year ago we were experiencing an unprecedented drop in demand as people were staying home and off the roads in huge numbers.
The statewide average price for gas is $2.76 a gallon. A year ago, Iowa's average price was $1.80. Dubuque now has the most expensive gas at $2.90 a gallon, while Davenport has the cheapest at $2.71. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.